Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. South Korea's military explaining that it fired warning shots on Thursday after North Korean soldiers temporarily crossed the borders between the two countries. Wildfires in New Mexico have consumed more than 23,000 acres and so far are 0% contained. At least 1,400 buildings have been destroyed near the town of Ruidoso, east of Roswell. Zach Pearson says his father couldn't escape the flames because of a broken leg.
It's heartbreaking to know that he didn't make it, to know that he was trying to run for his life, trying to get away from the fire.
President Biden signing a major disaster declaration for the state. A federal appeals court Thursday rejecting a bid by longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon to stay out of prison while he fights his conviction for defying a subpoena from Congress. Fans, colleagues, and family paying tribute to actor Donald Sutherland, who died Thursday at the age of 88. This is ABC News. A USC student will not face charges after police say he confronted a homeless man who was allegedly breaking into a car on Monday. The confrontation led to the stabbing death of that homeless man.
Authorities in Los Angeles say 19-year-old Ivan Gallegos and two friends approached the burglary suspect Xavier Cerf around 8:15 p.m. on Monday behind Gallegos' fraternity house on Greek Row.
The person reporting advised that that he confronted the suspect, and the suspect told him that he had a gun, resulting in the PR, the person reporting, stabbing the suspect.
The burglary suspect pronounced dead at the scene. Gallegos taken into custody and booked on $2 million bail. The incident occurring just blocks from campus.
That's ABC's Ike Jachi. A bill signed into law this week makes Louisiana the only state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in every classroom in public schools and colleges. Civil liberties groups say they plan to sue to block the law, which states the Ten Commandments are foundational documents of state and federal government. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Poison's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state law library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The Padres jumped out to a 4-1 lead in the first. In the seventh, the Brewers had a chance to tie the game with bases loaded, two outs, but pinch hitter Gary Sanchez striking out. Then, bottom of the ninth, two outs, two strikes, And Jake Cronenworth with a walk-off homer against the Brewers' Yoel Piups. They'll play again Friday night. Other baseball headlines, the Brewers have lost another pitcher for the year. 25-year-old Robert Gasser, a promising fastball pitcher, has opted to have Tommy John surgery on his sore left elbow. He's going to be out for a year. NFL, the Packers claim place kicker James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the national champion Michigan Wolverines last season. And just how good can Jordan Love be?
I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. He is going to get paid. They may have already even pretty much agreed. They're just probably just waiting.
That's former Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms in the overnight. Plenty of clouds and mid-60s by sunrise. For your Friday, showers and storms around. Some of the rain locally heavy. Highs will top out in the low to mid-80s. Our storm chances are not done Friday night. It's 66 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be talking with Professor Mary Ellen O'Connell of the Notre Dame School of Law. We'll be talking about the law of war and how it applies in Gaza.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the new podcast On the Edge, which you should be tracking down. It's free. You can find it, you know, wherever you find fine podcasts. On the Edge with Phil Itner, ITTNER. You can also find him on YouTube. He's got a video blog, and you can find him on Twitter, Itner Philip. And Phil, I had a caller earlier. George in Cripple Creek, who wanted to know what's the status of the F-16s that have been promised by the three European countries to Ukraine?
Yeah, this is the question on everybody's mind, really. The status is that they will be here imminently. Now, well, see, I have to be cautious a little bit about my language here, because the pilots are here. The planes are either here or in adjacent countries that have airfields that can accommodate them. Many airfields within Ukraine are not long enough for F-16s to take off on, and those that do exist are obviously targets for Russian attacks. And if you tried to alter existing airfields, they would also then subsequently come under attack. But the basic building block, everything that is needed, is in place. And it may be, again, being cautious about what I say here, but from sources that I'm talking to here in Kyiv, we may see a deployment of the F-16 unlike other equipment that has been given to Ukrainian armed forces prior to this. So prior to this, what happens is, okay, say the M777 artillery weapon system is given to the Ukrainians. It starts to kind of be integrated into the armed forces, and we kind of know they're there, but until somebody gets a photograph or something is released by the armed forces, you don't see it. HIMARS were released in a very similar way. What may happen with the F-16 is that we won't see it kind of rumored or trickling out, that it may be being held in reserve for some sort of massive attack to actually hit real hard, real fast, visually, undeniably, get the F-16s in the air and do something notable and do something unavoidable and unignorable. Because the F-16 has been this very contentious issue between Moscow and the West, and with Kyiv involved in there as well, of course. But there is some talk here of a different way to roll out the F-16, in that when it gets in the air, we're all going to know it. It's not going to be like, well, gee, was that a hit that may have been an F-16? This might be very more dynamic. and very, very much more visible.
Is it possible that they could base them in airports in Poland and Lithuania and Latvia, you know, for example, or would that be a violation of, the European version of the rules of war, at least with regard to this conflict? Because it seems like if Russia tries to retaliate and goes after Poland, now they've, you know, now they're in a war with NATO.
Yeah, this is really tricky stuff. And there is talk of that they would keep the F-16s, that they would fly out of bases. I mean, obviously, Poland is, as you mentioned there, a prime possibility, but the Baltic states, which are also NATO member states, that they could also let their airfields be used to deploy the F-16. Tom, if we do that, we're in a very different kind of conflict here. It is very much, a third sovereign nation giving direct military aid, not in terms of providing them with equipment that are then used by Ukrainian armed forces, but this would be potentially giving safe haven to those F-16s. And Russia's response, you're hoping that Russia does not attack those airfields in NATO member states. It's rolling the dice. It is unusual for the Western alliance to do this. But yes, Tom, I've heard discussions of this because of the need for there to be a support infrastructure for the F-16. The F-16 is not like anything else that the Ukrainians are putting in the air. They're not old Soviet style modern Soviet style aircraft. These things are very different. If they're in an airfield in Poland and flying sorties into Eastern Ukraine or into Crimea with, you know, the excuse I'm sure will be put forward that this is sovereign Ukraine territory. But if they start, let's say they take it one step further. What if the F-16 takes off from a Polish airfield, flies low and fast over Ukraine and hits into Russia? You know, that is Poland, a NATO member and an ally of the United States, in essence, letting their territory be used in a direct attack on Russia. It's risky stuff, and it is cause for grave concern and some very serious thinking about what is being done. This has been floated in the last 24, 36 hours or so, this kind of talk of letting the F-16 be in air bases in neighboring nations. We will have to wait and see what they decide to do, what the infrastructure will allow, and then obviously what Moscow's response will be.
All right. I was reading an article day before yesterday that said that Putin has now authorized his troops to stop taking Ukrainian troops as prisoners of war and instead to behead them. Is this true? They're beheading people?
Well, we know that position has been put forward by the Russians. There are some photographs that are very disturbing, obviously. This is part of an information war, obviously, as well. If that is true, if it does turn, I mean, that's just straight up war crime stuff, and I don't really, I'm very cautious with stories like that, unless I see some hard evidence and some hard proof, and there needs to be an investigation and forensics and all the rest of it before we start jumping to that conclusion. I wouldn't put it past Russian forces to do that. They have a track record of doing some pretty atrocious things here during this conflict in Ukraine, notably Bucha or the mass graves out in Izium or what have you. So I wouldn't put it past them. But I want evidence. I don't want to go on emotion. I want to go on an investigation that shows me that the Russians are indeed doing this, and then we will have to hold them accountable. There's so many crimes that they're going to have to be held accountable for. So certainly that's a possibility, a grim one, though.
I was glad to see recently, I don't recall if it was somebody from the UN or if it was a U.S. official pointing out that over 100,000 children have been kidnapped and taken into Russia, which is now and trafficked into Russia, which is now the internationally the second largest producer of child pornography in the world. I mean, it's just
our very first episode. Yeah, the reason why our very first episode of the podcast On the Edge, which I appreciate you mentioning, Tom, was with Mykhaila Kuleba, who is one of the lead Ukrainian voices and activists trying to hold Russia accountable for the crimes that they are committing against Ukrainian children. And, you know, and this goes all the way back to the beginning of the occupation in 2014. What they have done to Ukraine's children is probably the worst crime that they commit here. This is not to diminish other crimes, but what they are doing to children, what the Russians are doing to children, both, you know, that are still in occupied Ukrainian territory or that are literally, trafficked into Russia and give proudly, openly, they crow about it. They're proud of it. We are saving these children from the decadent West and the Ukrainian Nazis is what they say. What they're really doing is they are stealing children. They're kidnapping them. It's a tough watch, but I highly recommend our first episode with Mykhaila Kuleba. We do a deep dive into this issue, and it's heartbreaking. It is infuriating, and it's a straight up war crime, and the Russians must be held to account.
Yeah, Phil. Usually, when you come on, instead of starting out with a very specific question like I did today, I just ask you, "How's everything going?" And we've got about 2 minutes left here. So, how's everything going in Kyiv?
Well, it's good we only got 2 minutes left because at any minute we could lose power. That's one of the things we're dealing with now. I checked right before we went on today. I checked with an app that you can get about when potentially you're going to have power blackouts. And I think we're going to be good for at least 2 minutes more, but I don't want to jinx myself. The one other thing I'll take the quick opportunity to mention is we're hearing more about more Patriot systems coming here. So air defense is going to be a major, major issue. And that is a that's welcome news. The United States is saying every Patriot that comes off the line is now earmarked for Ukraine. Nothing goes anywhere except Ukraine. The Romanians have said that they're going to give another Patriot system. Air defense is a huge issue, especially as we're awaiting the F-16s. And finally, Tom, just to quickly wrap it up, as it were, we saw Vladimir Putin in the DPRK going hat in hand to try and get more military support from the hermit kingdom there. That may or may not work for Russia, but North Korea. But it may have been counterproductive because now we're already hearing word out of Seoul, which obviously has major issues with North Korea. They're adversary to the North. South Korea, which produces massive amounts of artillery, may start sending support here to Ukraine. So Putin's visit to Pyongyang may actually be counterproductive.
Wouldn't that be fascinating? I'd love to see that happen. I mean,
that's incredible. The worm is turning. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it all started when the United States said, we're not backing away. We are going to give the $61 billion. That was a watershed moment led by the Biden administration to say, no, America is going to stay the course. If we stay the course, Ukraine can win this war, and it will be a major defeat for autocracy. We need to stay the course.
Yeah, and make no mistake about it, autocracy is exactly what we're talking about here.
Globally, also in the United States.
Yeah, and Russia is supporting the people in America who want autocracy and oligarchy here in the United States as well. Make the world safe for billionaire despots. Phil, it's always great talking with you.
A win for Ukraine is a win for democracy. Thank you, Tom. Sorry.
There you go. On the Edge is the name of Phil's brilliant podcast. Be sure you subscribe to it. It won't cost you a penny, and it's really mind-boggling. Phil, thanks again. Great talking with you.
Thank you, Tom.
We will be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What's up with the Supreme Court and Donald Trump? I'll tell you about that right after this. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Testosterone. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day, every day. All with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrive.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Just Thrive Health. Excuse me, I get that wrong. justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. And the Supreme Court did not, as I predicted, I've been saying all along, the Supreme Court is not going to bring down the Donald Trump immunity decision, no matter what that decision is. They're not going to bring that down until the last possible moment, which is probably going to be at the end of next week. Why? Because the conservatives on the court are trying to do everything they possibly can to give Donald Trump every advantage in this case. They're trying to make it so that Judge Tanya Chutkan will not feel comfortable restarting the trial. And if she does, there's going to be all kinds of sturm and drang about, oh, you're going to prosecute him in the middle of the election. And, you know, that might actually work to Donald Trump's benefit. It might energize his base. So six conservatives on the Supreme Court who clearly do not believe in the American system of government. I mean, these guys have bought into the same shtick that the right-wing billionaires who are running the GOP have bought into, which is that authoritarianism is better than democracy, that oligarchy is better than regulated capitalism, that the poor should be remain poor and to hell with, you know, things like Medicaid, and the wealthy should be running the country and should get all the benefits of everything that the government does. And, you know, we've been seeing this in Supreme Court cases that make it harder for unions to exist. There have been, you know, at least a half a dozen of those. If you go to tomhartman.com/labor.pdf for free, you can read the entire chapter about the Supreme Court taking on the working people in from my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. That's Tom Hartman, T-H-O-M, Hartman with two N's, .com/labor.pdf. And, to read that chapter for free. And it lists all these places where the Supreme Court has gutted labor rights. They've gutted voting rights. They gutted the Shelby decision gutted the Voting Rights Act of 1965. We just had another one. Then you've got the Husted case, John Husted or Husted, out of Ohio, where they legalized caging, which used to be so illegal that the Republican Party had a restraining order against it. So this court is off the rails. And if nothing else, I mean, not making a decision is a decision. And what they've done is they've postponed Donald Trump's case. I mean, it was back last year that Jack Smith asked the court to make a quick decision on this. Last year. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay
with us. Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What's on your mind, and who do you think Trump is going to pick for VP? I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering. From emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait,
There's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmannReport.com. Check it out.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like that it's not messy. It's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, let's pick up your calls. Brandon in San Jose, California. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hello? Okay, so apropos of what Phil Leitner was talking about earlier, the situation with Ukraine, you know, I'm pretty fascinated by this whole subject. I'm not as educated about it as he is, as much as I would like to be. But from what it looks like right now, it seems that Putin has it seems very hubristic at this point. It seems that he thought he's bitten off more than he can chew. Wouldn't you say?
I suspect so, yeah.
And it's very, certainly very fascinating, reassuring the solidarity that Ukrainians have with each other and how tough they are. What can we do as average citizens of the U.S. to stand in solidarity with them? I mean, obviously sending money is one thing that we can do.
Yeah, although that, you know, that's going to be, you know, it's going to be small compared to anything. There are a couple of Ukrainian charities, and Phil listen to his podcast because he often interviews the people from the Ukrainian charities that are right there on the ground, and, you know, all your money goes to actually support people. But I think the most important thing all of us can do is call our members of Congress at least, you know, once a month. And say, please do everything you can to support Ukraine in its fight against this Russian invasion, and work to get those 100,000 Ukrainian children that have been kidnapped and trafficked into Russia back.
Agreed. Well, I'm trying to strongman the argument or steelman the argument that the anti-Ukrainian or the anti-war the people who are against sending aid to Ukraine. I mean, what? It seems that they say that this is a defensive measure on the part of Putin and Russia.
That was Putin's original BS propaganda, was that he was doing this because of NATO. He abandoned that about a year ago. He stopped talking about that. Although a lot of Americans, particularly phony lefties, are using that excuse. But, you know, Putin was pretty clear about this. About 3 months ago, he gave an hour-long speech, maybe it was more like 5 or 6 months now, in which he laid it out. You know, Kyiv was where the Swedes originally, the Vikings originally set up what became Greater Russia. It was in Kiev. And in fact, there's a couple of shows on Netflix that chronicle that era
you know. And Ragnar was, you know, one of the great leaders at the time. I mean, those shows are actually pretty good. But that was the beginning of Russia, was in what is now Ukraine. And so Putin is saying that Ukraine is not a legitimate country. It is actually historically part of Russia, and all he's doing is reclaiming Russia. And that's the sales pitch that he's giving to the Russian people now. You don't hear that so much from the phony lefties and the tankies, you know, on the left side. And the people on the right side, you know, mostly they're just, you know, we don't want any involvement with any other foreign country except Israel or something like that. But that's the rationale that Putin is selling in Russia right now.
But it's just complete imperial project on his part at this point.
Yes. Well, yeah, he's trying to put the band back together. He's trying to rebuild the empire of Catherine the Great. And he's upfront about it. He just, you know, he'll tell you that. And, Ukrainian uses the Cyrillic alphabet. I believe it's the only other language that does. It's very close to Russian. If you speak Russian, you can pretty much sort of understand Ukrainian and vice versa. And so, you know, Putin points to that. And of course, they both have Orthodox churches. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church is, you know, started out as kind of a subset of the Russian Orthodox Church. And so, you know, Putin says all of this is proof that Ukraine isn't a real country. You know, tell that to the Ukrainians. Tell that to the Ukrainians who suffered, you know, 5 million people dying during the Holodomor when Stalin, you know, decided to basically steal all the productive land in Ukraine. I mean, it's just, the history is mind-boggling. Brandon, thanks for the call. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Long time no call in.
yeah, haven't heard from you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I got my life back after about 8 weeks of chaos. But the guy, this is off the topic I want to talk to, but you also need to remember that there's a Greek Orthodox Church. And if Putin were to get that far, would he say that Greece is also part of the traditional Russian territory? And if you really want to talk about... Yeah, but if you really want to talk to people about what Putin's doing, if he goes all the way to the Adriatic Sea, he is threatening Italy, and he might even have control of the Mediterranean. And until Ukraine can export grain again without a hassle, bread prices will stay up around the world, and this is a problem.
Yes.
But the reason I called is
it's also causing famine in Syria and Sudan.
Yeah. Do you want Putin in charge of controlling the Baltic and the Mediterranean and the Strait of Gibraltar all the way to Spain?
Exactly.
Wake up, people. Yeah. But anyway, the reason I called is that I've told you through the years that I do what I call walking and talking. And I stop people wherever I can and get them to stand still long enough to listen to me. I'm starting to get back some of the stuff that I have been preaching for years, which has shocked me. I'm running into people when I ask them, do you know about this or do you know about that? And they're going, yeah, we heard. But I think that right now everybody needs to be talking about reading the summary of Project 2025. And we also need to call the White House and get people to ask Biden to please bring up Project 2025. Do we need to lose the Department of Education? That's school lunches, SNAP card, WIC program, a little money for Meals on Wheels, a little money for the food bank. Can we all start feeding the poor? And if you lose the Department of Education and there's no federal funding for schools, then which is more important, math and science or football? Who's going to pay for what? Yeah. And so people aren't thinking far enough.
Well, you know what Tommy Tuberville would say.
Yeah, well, have you seen the sign that our other senator, Katie Britt, has been holding up? Women don't need college. Oh. This is a video.
Oh, geez.
Women don't need college. They need faith, Bible, and a Bible and a family. So do you want a situation where girls
barefoot
are not allowed to go to school? Yeah, really? Do we want ignorant women raising children? The more education a mom has, the better her children do. And this is just, you know, people need to pay attention. And like I said, everybody needs to be out there doing my walking and talking. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but if you don't teach your fellow citizens, your neighbors, your family members. It, you don't mention that creature that used to be president who is now a convicted felon. What you want to do is talk about your rights. Do you want to lose the Equal Credit Opportunity Act and you can't have a checking, women can't have a checking account or buy a car in their name or buy a house in their name? How will this affect our culture? Are they going to put a man in charge of every woman in the country so that it makes sure that she obeys God and man? Yeah, this is a culture thing, like you said, a culture war. How far will these people go? They say, oh, well, they won't do that. Well, guess what they did to Roe versus Wade? Guess what they're doing to birth control? And every time you turn around, they're removing people off the voting rolls in Georgia right now, 200,000 of them.
Yep.
And if you, Alabama, people, if you're listening in Alabama, you can register to vote up until September 30th. So every teenager that turns 18 in the next couple months needs to register to vote just to protect themselves. Yep. I don't know how we're going to handle all of this.
If I'm standing at the produce aisle in the supermarket tapping the cantaloupes, and you walk up to me, what do you say? Give us a tutorial here in how to do walking and talking.
Well, I ask people, I don't mean to bother you, but have you heard about such and such? And while you're buying your produce, remember, even though that cantaloupe may say organic, you need to scrub it before you run a knife through it because it's covered in pesticides. And until we get control of the USC, that is your life. But have you heard about such and such? If you're a woman, did you hear Clarence Thomas?
What would such and such be?
Well, did you hear about Clarence Thomas and him saying that when we was asked about women's rights, that he said there's no mention of women in the Constitution? Do you want to lose your right to vote? This may be the last election you can vote in, and maybe you've never even considered voting for a Democrat, but if you ever want to vote again, this one time in your life, you may need to do that. Because if we don't get the House back and we lose the Senate and you have Trump for president, you probably will never vote again because he will declare himself king. And he will appoint his children as princes and princesses, and you will lose your rights in this country because that is his plan. That is the Republican plan. Do you want to be Catholic? I have a Catholic church and school across the highway. I said, do you want to have to get up and go to Mass every morning because we have 6 Catholics on the Supreme Court? What is your religion? Are you agnostic? Are you Muslim? Are you Jewish? Are you Seventh-day Adventist? Or here in Montgomery, we have a Jehovah Witness temple. Do you want to have to give up your religion because we're now going to have a state religion under the Supreme Court, which will probably be Catholic? I said, you need to pay attention to what's going on, and you need to start watching Free Speech TV. You need to start listening to Tom Hartman and watch Democracy Now. I said, there's plenty of information out there. And I really wish, Tom, that you had put out just the little clips of JFK or Truman on Facebook so I can share them. I have people who share what I
have. Oh, the ones that we've used in our fundraising drives?
Yes. The ones that in the little segments, while you're getting a chance to get a drink of water.
Right.
But, every man needs to stop and think about, what are you going to do? Domestic abuse is no longer a crime in Arkansas. How far do you want to go with this? Because a woman doesn't obey her husband as God said to, he can beat the stew out of her. I'm scared.
In Arkansas, that's
legal. I tell people that. Yes, it's no longer a crime.
I get it. By the way, there are seven Catholics on the church, or on the Supreme Court. Sotomayor is also Catholic. People say Neil Gorsuch isn't because he doesn't attend the Catholic Church, but he was raised Catholic, and he married a Presbyterian, so he goes to his wife's church, but he has never renounced Catholicism.
He'll vote with the Catholics.
And his heart is Catholic,
And, if they invoke right to work, remember right to work? Sounded great. Everybody voted for it. Well, it eliminates minimum wage. Okay? You lose
unions.
You lose workman's comp. You lose everything that gives you any right to exist as a normal human being in the United States. This is not just a war on our culture. It's a war on our rights, and it's a war on everybody's rights. And men need to start and think about how much do they want to be responsible for.
There you go. Norma, I got to run. I'm sorry, but that was brilliant. Thank you so much, and thanks for the lesson on how to do walking and talking. Appreciate
it. You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. South Korea's military explaining that it fired warning shots on Thursday after North Korean soldiers temporarily crossed the borders between the two countries. Wildfires in New Mexico have consumed more than 23,000 acres and so far are 0% contained. At least 1,400 buildings have been destroyed near the town of Ruidoso, east of Roswell. Zach Pearson says his father couldn't escape the flames because of a broken leg.
It's heartbreaking to know that he didn't make it, to know that he was trying to run for his life, trying to get away from the fire.
President Biden signing a major disaster declaration for the state. A federal appeals court Thursday rejecting a bid by longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon to stay out of prison while he fights his conviction for defying a subpoena from Congress. Fans, colleagues, and family paying tribute to actor Donald Sutherland, who died Thursday at the age of 88. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gao wrapped up Thursday morning. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost trust in him. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are teaming up again for a new crime thriller called R.I.P. The duo's company, Artists Equity, will produce the film. The project is in the early stages, and plot details are being kept on the down low. Artist Equity's first film was Air, which debuted in 2022. Both Affleck and Damon were part of the cast, with Damon as the main character. If you don't include the true star, a shoe. Justin Timberlake was released from police custody in the Hamptons following a drunk driving charge. The incident happened after Timberlake left a party at a friend's house and was pulled over by police. Timberlake was reportedly booked early Tuesday and kept overnight before being released without bail. Police said Timberlake failed to stop, was swerving and slurring his words, basically failing every aspect of the sobriety test. Timberlake says he only had one martini at a time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms in the overnight, plenty of clouds and mid-60s by sunrise. For your Friday, showers and storms around. Some of the rain locally heavy. Highs will top out in the low to mid-80s. Our storm chances are not done Friday night. It's 66 at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Peach Wabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us at 10:33 from the recombobulation area. Take your dog to work day. We talk to the executive director of Hawes. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Man, I knew who wrote it by the title. And so I got sick and tired of seeing these guys. There's just a couple of them. And every time you have an article on Lost Story or Alternate, these guys pop out. So here's what I wrote back to them. Hey, Ghost, you say more doom poem from Hartman? JHC, man, have you not listened to the traitor convicted felon lately? You know, the master of death to all those who oppose me. 50% inflation, unemployment, the highest in history. Everything is rigged and the country is dying. They will come for your toilets, gas stoves, and refrigerators. We're going to have World War II again. Immigrants are rapists, murderers, and drug kings. And they are sowing our blood ad infinitum. Hartman is an award-winning author, commentator, historian, a brilliant radio host with millions of followers. I see your blustering comments all over the place, but your followers, so few in number, casting aspersions and doubt relating to anything that helps people understand the history of our country. Instead, you and people like one guest, that's another one of his clowns, continue to show your disdain for anything constructive. And I've had it, but it seems to be just on Lost Story and Alternate.
Thank you for pushing back, Luigi. It'd be interesting to know if these guys are Russian trolls.
I used trolls a lot on Alternate about 7 months ago, and they cut me off. I had to go find them and find the reason. It took me 3 months to find out the reason. They said I was attacking somebody personally. So I don't use the trolls. But these guys are all over the place, okay? And this one ghost guy, I had a battle with him on another site about some guy pretending to be a union guy. And I went after him for 3 days. And finally, this guy named Callis, he disappeared. So I just asked one ghost. Now, Callis seems to have fallen off the radar. What happened to him? So I'll just keep pushing back. And by the way, Norma, was that her name? You know, me calling after her is like the Beatles being the opening act for Tom and Harry from the local bar. She's incredible.
She is incredible. She really and truly is, Luigi. Well, thank
Tom,
you. Thank you for
everything you do for everybody.
Well, thank you. That's very kind, Luigi, and good on you for there's a feeling of satisfaction, in fact, when you engage in these battles and you win, or at least you've had a good say. So good on you, Luigi. Thank you so much. But we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Let's see, what are we going to get into here? Dean Obidala is going to drop by. We're going to talk about religious fascism on the rise. Also, the climate crisis is also an insurance crisis, and I'll be picking up your calls, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs...
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Natalie Yar from the Capital Times joins me to discuss film incentives in Wisconsin. And as always, Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares some great new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above LaCrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX LaCrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.